Last few years, there's been some real fluctuations in the rainfall and in the environment, which has made fruit farming really quite unpredictable. So this year, we've had about 1.7 metres of rain, and an average for Cape Tribulation is anywhere between 4 metres and 8 metres of rainfall. So we're well below where we should be at this time of year. But what's been even more pronounced this year has been that our normal wet months, January, February, March, we had a really hot, dry period during those months and very little rain at all, which has really impacted our crops this year. Our main crop is the mango seeds, and we've not had any flowers or fruit coming through this year. And then all the wet weather that came through in May and June has kind of impacted any flowering that may have happened later in the year. So it meant that while we might have had a crop coming through June, July time, we haven't again had any flowers come through. So we've really been caught out this year by not having a single crop of mango seeds. Sometimes we're lucky enough to get two, but this year we won't get a single one. And that's, I'd say that it looks like it's entirely due to the unusually hot weather that we had and also the real lack of rainfall as well at the right time of the year.
Liz, I'm sure it's no consolation, but I don't think you're alone in that. I've heard some other forlorn mangosteen growers further south towards the Cassowary coast, for example. How is the current season shaping up? Are you more hopeful that you might get a flowering later in the year?
It's looking more and more unlikely, really, which is a real shame, because often we will have an October crop, but as the weather stands at the moment, we're going to need very stressed conditions, really, and a lot of dry for the mangosteen flowers to come. And I think from what we're seeing at the moment, we're still getting too much rain for it to be likely to have a crop coming through this year at all. And all the other fruit farmers that I'm speaking with in the exotic space are all in the same, spot. So I know there's a lot of demand from people out there. But unfortunately, the weather has really caused a bit of havoc this year with exotics, and they're in very short supply.
When you are contending with such variability with your climate, what can you do as a tropical exotic fruit grower to try and protect yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what we've had to do is really diversify the types of crops that we have, because no year is proving the same. In the last kind of 4 to 5, there has been quite a lot of extremes, either extreme wets or extreme dries. In the last 5 years, we've had both of those, the kind of one of the wettest and then a couple of the driest seasons that we've had. So it has made it much more important for us to diversify the crops that we have, and that's why we have 50 different species, so that there is always some fruit available for guests that come and stay at Wildwood or the fruit farm. But it does mean that we don't have that level of trees to have a full commercial crop other than mangosteen. So it has been difficult to make an income, and I think many farmers are finding that up in the north.
So diversity brings with it some advantages, but then presents challenges in terms of the marketability.
Yeah, and a lot of exotic fruits, they're wonderful to have, but many of them don't travel well. In the rainforest, we're particularly hampered by what won't grow, because it's a bit of a microclimate. It is incredibly wet, but also we don't get low temperatures during the day or at night time, so it never drops below 15 degrees, and a lot of fruits do need that low temperature in order to grow well. So we're lucky that we've got the space to kind of have 50 different species, but it does mean that a lot of those don't travel well, and it's difficult to kind of supply Australia with the fruits that are available at north, which I know so many people would like to be enjoying.
Biz Birch from Wild